Oppo, featuring SuperVOOC, lightning quick smartphone charging tech.
This is Phoenix Nation on SENZ.
What a treat to be joined here on Phoenix Nation by a man who's to put defenders on their arse and make the woman's heart miss a beat. It's Mr. Paul Eiffel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. That was a nice welcome.
Yeah, I know. I've got to buddy you up somehow. Thanks for your time. We've got about 8 minutes with you. I want to power through some topics. Your initial thoughts of the prospect of a derby on this side of the Tasman in the A-Leagues?
Oh, over the moon. I think it's about time. I think it's great. I'm greedy. I want another one. I want three teams in New Zealand, but let's work on team two for now.
Yeah, one step at a time. But what would team three be? Somewhere in the south?
Yeah, I've got an idea of where that could be, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay. How big a job though ahead for the Auckland-based franchise? We all hope. Paul, I hope they can get this done because I just think it would be an amazing addition. The whole prospect of derby football in of itself makes me excited.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's been a long time coming. I think it'll be nice to have professional football back in Auckland. It'll be great competition for the Phoenix, and I think it gives aspiring kids two opportunities. At the moment, if you're not into the Phoenix, then it's National League football at best. But the fact that we can sort of double that catchment, I think is great.
You've coached in a lot of parts of New Zealand. You should know this space quite well. What are our talent levels like if we are to expand to a second, and if not a third, maybe further down the line?
Look, we've got some work to be done, for sure. But there are players capable of playing at the next level up. I look at Cam Howison at Auckland City already. There's a few other names probably floating around in the National League that could make the step up to professional level. Obviously, they're going to have to do their homework scouting-wise and get the Australians that are potentially not playing elsewhere. You almost go down a sort of the route that Central Coast have sort of used over the last couple of years, not too much money, but they found a way. Their scouting network has done wonders, I think, and they brought the youngsters through. So that would be kind of the blueprint if I was going to be involved in any way.
If there's any 16, 17, 18-year-old listening, though, well, they should be so excited about the future, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a real big opportunity for them. Something that I didn't think would happen so quickly. So it's I'm glad that we're a long way along the line, and it looks like it's going to be in as early as next year.
I asked our listeners here on Phoenix Nation to tell me their favourites football derby. I'll give you one text on 8833 from Rory. Without a doubt, the biggest rivalry in world football is the Old Firm derby. Huge Rangers fan. Don't miss one ever. That's Rory's take. What was your favourite derby that you played in? You would have played in a few in your time, especially in the UK. What stood out for you?
Yeah, for me, Mill West Ham was probably the first one that I got to play in, and that was pretty crazy. And obviously, the Sheffield derby was pretty big. One city, two massive teams at the time. I mean, top of the Championship, and then it was bragging rights for the rest of the week or the rest of the month, really, if you got that one. And it was pretty clear made clear in no uncertain terms that it didn't matter where we finished in the league, you had to beat Wednesday. So those two are the two that stand out to me.
Yeah, so one you got to own a city, and the other one you probably avoided getting hurt if you lost.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
Is there one derby that stands out for you the most as far as playing? One result that after all these years you still brings a smile to your face?
Yeah, I played for Millwall and we beat West Ham 4-1, and we missed two penalties at home, and it was on Mother's Day, so it's been called the Mother's Day Massacre ever since. So I had a pretty good game in that one, set a couple up and played quite well. So Tim Cahill scored twice and then missed a penalty for his hat trick. So it was very memorable.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful memories. We look forward to hopefully creating some memories down the line when Auckland and Wellington meet eventually in the A-League. We certainly do hope. Paul, I'll get you out on this one. No Oscar Zavada for the Wellington Phoenix this weekend. How do they replace him?
It's almost impossible. You have to change how you play slightly. I think he offers so much. But in saying that, It will give opportunities for others to step up to the plate. I mean, you know, I think we've been, you're looking at someone like Jan Sass, who is sort of flat to deceive at times, looks like he could be great 1 minute, hasn't really been consistent enough. Is he the guy to maybe step up, and you move somebody further forward, whether it's a David Ball, Costa Barbarousis has been playing well when he's been coming off the bench, maybe he gets a chance up front. And it, you know, if Sass can be at his best with Ball in behind, then getting Costa opportunities, who knows?
It's a tough run home. I think only two games at home, four on the road for the Wellington Phoenix, but this is arguably the toughest, isn't it? Going to Adelaide hasn't been a happy hunting ground.
No, it never has in years and years, so I don't think that's going to change. But I think if you can go there and get something, the rest of the away games, you know, are nothing to be feared. I think we've sort of conquered the away day blues now. You fancy us to win at home, so... You know, I think there's a few wins left in this season, and I think we can still make the top four.
Interesting stuff. Paul, thanks so much for your time, mate. Really do appreciate it. These are exciting times, not only this season for the run home, but as we look further afield as well. Go well, sir.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Paul Eiffel dropping by Phoenix Nation here on SENZ. Go on, you've got about 3 or 4 minutes to get your nomination through. Your favourite derby in all of world football, as we eye our own New Zealand derby in the A-Leagues, with teams coming to Auckland, we certainly do hope. Of course, a fair bit of water to go under the bridge. After the short break, we'll run over the draw and tell you what to expect as far as what you can follow in both the men's and women's A-League. Stay with us here on Phoenix Nation.